Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, one of the more painful side effects of the lockdown was not being able to go to funerals or even visit graves. Now, a company based in Brooklyn is offering people the chance to do it virtually. Joseph Schechter is CEO of AFTR, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Joseph.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Not too bad. Could you describe for us how your camera works? There's a couple of different ones, as I understand it.
Sure. So we have two cameras that are pretty much encompass about 98% of all the different memorials. I want to give you the background of how we got into this, and it'll have a lot more meaning to it. So they say a person dies two times, the first time when the soul leaves their body, and the second when they are forgotten. And when we go and visit a loved one's burial sites, we keep them alive in our hearts and minds. And there's many reasons why people don't visit a loved one's burial site. It could be time, money, physical distance, physical disabilities, weather, and now, as you've mentioned,
or they hated
COVID.
The person,
COVID
that could
really
be another reason.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not, but COVID became the real big problem.
Yeah.
And it was a personal story for me. I've been in the camera space for the last 13 years, and 4 years ago, my dad, at the young age of 64, got cancer and passed away very sudden. Now, my sister lives in Florida, and my father is buried in New York City. And by the second anniversary of his death, when she couldn't make it up to visit him to pay her respects, she was devastated. So I was in the camera space. I said, hey, I don't want to just put a security camera at my dad's gravesite. Let me build an experience, a virtual visitation, as if my sister were standing in New York. So I got to work. 15 months later, which was this past August, I actually sent my sister the app, and I said, you cannot connect to dad. And we built this virtual experience. So now when she logs on now, she's actually there. And what we did was, inside the app, we mimicked the same behavior that happens when a person goes to a cemetery. So I'll go into the technology, and I'll talk about the design. So when we go to a cemetery, we usually, you know, walk up to the tomb, and in a whisper, we beseech on our family, we say whatever's on our mind. So in our app, when the person is talking through the app at regular level, your voice comes out in a whisper at the actual cemetery. So not to disturb anybody.
Mm.
We also, because of this,
you might also frighten the life
added,
out of somebody if a gravestone starts talking all of a sudden. There's that too.
If it starts talking, you know, you have bigger problems. but we also, for this two-way interaction, we added a laser technology that shines onto the memorial to give you that two-way communication. Because we had the app, and because now we're connecting to a loved one's burial site, we said, what more can we do to add the experience? So we added we integrate with Spotify in the music section. I could actually play my dad's favorite song now from my app, and we can listen to it together.
Mm.
So we really built this whole virtual experience because people now, especially with COVID, are locked at home. Even the ones that do visit often, now they can't visit at all. Now we've really built this virtual experience, the first of its kind.
Yeah. So it's the actual camera that's there at the grave, does that need a Wi-Fi connection or a SIM card, or how does that work?
Sure. So what we did was, when it came to the camera design, it was very important for us. You see, a cemetery is a sacred place. It's beautiful. And each memorial that goes up, there's so much thought and love that goes into it. So we wanted to make sure that whatever we put there enhances the beauty of the cemetery. So we consulted with the greatest designers like Tact and Astro Studios. And we came up with a camera that is solar-based. It uses 4G technology, so it could connect to any LTE network. And it can withstand any weather, even all that rain in Ireland. And once it's placed, we have two designs. Once it's placed at the cemetery, we have one camera called the ground cam, and it's exactly how it sounds. You just place it on the ground, and it anchors into the ground, and it looks at the memorial. And then we have another camera that's called the mount cam that attaches onto the top of the headstone, and it sort of clamps on, and then there's two security seals to keep it in place.
Right.
But we use LTE technology, so you could actually, so you don't need Wi-Fi. We provide the connection. And it's interesting, we launched our company only last week, and we've already got a lot of international requests for our camera. We had calls from the UK and Germany, and it's really interesting how internationally we've realized there's also a big need for this.
So you have the app, and how many people can be kind of on looking at the camera feed at the one time?
So we have two plans. We have what's called the Stay Connected plan. This is for a family of up to 5 users. In the U.S., we charged a little over $12 a month, and it allows 5 people to connect at the same time and connect 24/7 whenever they want. It's unlimited connectivity. We have another plan called Peace of Mind. This is for someone that just wants to make sure the memorial is in tip-top shape. They want to make sure when they order flowers, the flowers are being placed down. They want to make sure that the tomb is not getting damaged. What we do is we take a picture every single day of the tomb. We send it to your phone. And you get that update. And if it's a special day, anniversary of the death, a birthday, and you want to connect, you could actually buy a day pass and communicate.
Joseph, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Joseph Schechter there. He's the CEO of that tech company, AFTR.
Moncrief on News Talk.